When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be about how narcissism, narcissistic personality disorder, narcissistic traits are not a one-size-fits-all thing. Narcissism is not a monolith. Like, no two narcissists are alike. Narcissists are like fingerprints, y'all. No two people's fingerprints are going to be alike. Everybody, look, the traits are going to be similar. They're all fingerprints, right? They're all fingerprints. The fingerprints are going to be similar, but they're not going to be the same. Narcissistic people are like, I would compare a lot of narcissists to chameleons. You know what I mean? Chameleons can change their colors depending upon their environment. And chameleon is actually a good comparison too, because narcissistic people blend in. Like, narcissism is pretty much a self-defense mechanism, protecting the fragility of the ego and protecting themselves against, you know, all attacks, foreign, domestic, internally, externally, blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. You get it. You understand it. So narcissism, like, narcissists are chameleons. They're going to change their colors to fit whatever environment they are in, right? They're going to change their colors to fit every environment they are in. If I'm a chameleon and I'm sitting on a green leaf, I'm going to turn green to protect myself against as my defense mechanism. If I'm sitting on a black street, I'm going to turn black. If I'm sitting on a red flower, I'm going to turn red. But guess what? At the end of the day, I'm still a chameleon. At the end of the day, I'm still a chameleon. That red chameleon is still a chameleon. That green chameleon is still a chameleon. That blue one is still a chameleon. We're all chameleons, but we're all different. We all change to fit our environment. No two narcissistic people are going to be the same. Just like my Wednesday night lives I do with Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, another self-aware narcissist. Good guy. Becoming a good friend. You know, I like Ben. We are different people. We talk about the same subject, but we have different answers to the same subject. We're actually going to be starting a series here pretty soon about that. Like, somebody's going to ask us a question, and we're not going to hear each other's answers. We're going to answer. They're going to give us a choice, and we're going to choose and things like that. This is to show you how different we are, but the goal is the same. The goal is control. The goal is defense. But no two narcissistic people are going to be the same, y'all. And the reason I make this video, because I see a lot of people in my comment section when I do videos and things like that, they were like, well, Lee, you're absolutely wrong about this, right? My narcissist did this. My narcissist, like, I'm not wrong. I'm just wrong for your situation, because your person is different. Like, I'm a black dude. I'm a, you know, a tall black dude in North Carolina. Your narcissist might be a Hispanic man in California. You know what I mean? Might be a Hispanic lawyer in California. I'm a black real estate agent in North Carolina from a small town, like Reidsville, a small ass city like Reidsville, North Carolina, with 12,000 people in it. They might be from the big city. We're going to be different people. The traits might seem the same, but we're going to be different. No two narcissistic people are different. That's why I don't answer the question. People are like, why don't you answer some questions directly, Lee? Why don't you speak for all narcissists? How the hell, y'all, can I speak for all narcissistic people? I can't do that. I am not all narcissistic people. I am not. You know what I mean? I can't. When people just like, can the narcissist love you? Did my narcissist ever love me? I can't answer that question about your narcissistic partner because I don't know them. You know what I mean? So I ask people, how are they treating you? That's why I answer some questions with questions to make you think and make you answer them yourself. Because a lot of times you can answer a lot of these questions yourself if you just ask these questions yourself and don't be judgmental on yourself. How are they treating you? Were they treating you like they love you? Well, mine treated me differently. Mine treated me like he loved me most of the time, but then he started, you know, he had narcissistic rage, but overall would say that he loved me. Some people are like, no, just from day one, they treated me like shit, and somehow I still stayed with him for 10 years. You know what I mean? Some people, like, I'm just telling you, Every narcissistic person is going to be different. My narcissist didn't do that, Lisa. You're absolutely wrong. No, I'm not. Again, I'm not wrong. I'm just it's different shoes. Different shoes. You know what I mean? Just like I did a skit yesterday about the being in the hospital, right? You know what I mean? About the being in how narcissistic people, like, when you inconvenience them when you are hurt or when you are sick. So you become an inconvenience to them. I did a skit about that, about how narcissistic people, a lot of them won't even come to the hospital to check on you. But some people in the comments section like, Lee, you're categorically wrong on this one. All narcissists go to the hospital because they want to get credit. No, the hell they don't. Your narcissistic partner, your toxic ex or toxic current partner came to the hospital. That doesn't mean that he's not a narcissist. That doesn't mean that they are a narcissist. I'm just saying everybody's going to behave differently because everybody has different objectives. Everybody has different motivations and things like that. Well, different levels of motivation. You know what I mean? That's why I do a lot of my videos. Yeah, that's literally why I have like damn near 2 million people that follow me across all my platforms now. Because a lot of the stuff I say and do resonates with people. It might not be exact to your situation, but it resonates enough for people to hit that follow button or hit their like button or comment on the video and things like that. No two narcissistic people are going to be the same. Yeah, they just are not. The main goal for most narcissistic people is to protect themselves against everything and also to control everything around them. So whatever it takes for them to get control of something, they're going to try to do it. You might get some people just like, all narcissists are smart and successful people. No, the hell they are not. You get some bum ass, stupid ass narcissistic people out here that have no money, no ambition, no nothing. And they take advantage of people who try to fix them and take care of them. They take advantage of people's empathy. I'm not one of those people. So I can't speak for those people. He's like, well, Lee, Lee, you're wrong. My narcissist was the bum ass person when I first met them. And they're still a bum ass person now. Stop picking bum. You knew they were a bum? They're like literally sleeping on a bench. And you took them home and put some cheeks on them. You took them home and clapped the cheeks. Come on, y'all. I'm just telling you. You got it. Look, it gets to the point sometimes, y'all, where you have to like understand your situation is going to be very, very similar to other people's situation, but it's also going to be very, very different. You might have kids by this person. The other, your friend might not have kids by that narcissistic partner. Your mom might be a narcissist. Your friend might have two perfect, great parents that coexist and work in harmony. They've been married for 70 years. You know what I mean? Everybody's situation is going to be different. Everybody's background is going to be different. Like I said, no two narcissistic people are going to be the same. A lot of my videos, I say it resonates with people, but it's not going to be exact. Because a lot of times in these videos, I'm talking about myself. You know what I mean? A lot of times in these videos, if it doesn't get inspired by somebody else's situation, then I'm literally talking about myself and my own life and how I live my own life. You know what I mean? So I tell people, where you are in life, what are you doing right now? It just takes time for you to get there. You know, everybody's situation is going to be very, very particular to that narcissistic person that you're dealing with. That narcissist in your life. Yes, you can take information from me, but every narcissistic person is going to be different. I'm just your damn near regular run-of-the-mill narcissistic person. I have narcissistic personality disorder, but I'm not a psychopath. You might get a psychopath or somebody with antisocial personality disorder, or somebody with DID, dissociative identity disorder, or a borderline person. The traits are going to be similar, but they're going to be totally different people. In the DID, there might be 3 different people, 4 different people. You know, you just never know. The others, you know, the alternates come out and things like that. You got 3, like the movie Split, you got 3, 4, 5 different people in the same body cohabitating, fighting for control. You know what I mean? That's what I tell people, y'all, like, no, the blanket statements about narcissism are the reason why a lot of people think all narcissists are just going to be just alike. And if they're looking at one person's narcissistic videos or whatever, one person videos on narcissists, and one or two things don't line up, you automatically think you're not dealing with a narcissist anymore. Like, oh, I might be the narcissist then, because you know, two of these, you know, you got 55 things correct, but the last two are not right. Yeah, that's why I don't speak in absolutes or blanket statements. I say a lot, most, some. I don't say all narcissists. If I've said all narcissists, y'all correct me. But I rarely ever say it. But all narcissists, yeah, all narcissists are going to have insecurities about themselves. That's a truth right there. So I'll take that part back. Some things are true about all narcissistic people, but most things, the personality traits going down to the levels of it, is going to be different, y'all. it's gonna be different. So I just close my eyes. The sun just start. It's not. The sun is not even out. It's like a lot of cloud cover out here. But you know, sometimes like the sun will be right behind those clouds, and it just, I don't know. It's just like a stronger beam of sun somehow. You know what I mean? But that's what I tell people, y'all. You are stronger than what you think you are. Whatever person you're dealing with, whatever type of narcissistic person you're dealing with, you the covert, malignant, whoever. You know what I mean? That's another difference right there. You get the covert and the overt narcissist. You got the covert, passive-aggressive, you know what I mean, sneaky snake narcissist. And then you got the malignant out there in the world. Everybody knows, pretty much everybody knows that person is a narcissist, but people like being around them because they're funny or they got money or something like that. There you see the difference right there. Covert and malignant. One of my good friends is a very, very malignant, overt narcissistic person. Me, I'm more on the covert side of things. You wouldn't be able to tell I'm a narcissist unless I told you. You know what I mean? So I got to hop off this thing, y'all. I just got a temperature warning on my camera. So I see the sun is hitting my camera right now. I'm about to set this thing off. So thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up for me. Like, subscribe to the channel. If you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, whatever, hit that 5-star for me. Give me a good rating. I really appreciate the ratings and things like that. And also, before I get off of here, in-person meetup coming in North Carolina, my home state. Probably the Raleigh Durham area, around July the 23rd. We're looking at July 23rd as a tentative date, so stay tuned for that as well. If you came to the one in Virginia, thank y'all for coming out. We had a very, very good time, a light meeting everybody. Thank y'all for coming out and supporting the journey. Appreciate y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.